opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, week is halfway done, and we've got a short show today. So let's just jump right in. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model.
I know exactly what Barry Laminack's trying to do.
Kill you?
Yeah, he moved the blue chair, which was nice, but then he gave me this chair that as soon as I sat down in it, the arm broke and a screw fell out of it. I don't think it's coincidence, let's just put it that way.
He does realize that if he kills you, that doesn't mean he gets your job.
I don't think Barry wants my job. He wouldn't have time to do my job. He's busy gallivanting around doing joke joint comedy shack appearances.
All right.
If
if you want to get in today, 713-780 ESPN is your number.
Chuckle check.
713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. Did you?
I did.
What is it?
What do we got?
At Aaron is blitzed.
Okay.
That works.
Credit to my wife on that one. She came up with it.
Okay. Good job, wife. At Aaron is blitzed. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently. We put odds on it. Technically percentages. We know that for you sticklers, but you guys can suck it. So what are the odds that I was really happy that we have a short show today?
Why is that? I don't like that we have a short show. But I mean,
ordinarily,
A&M basketball coming up tonight, 5:30. Everybody, listen to that.
Yeah, you gotta push that now. That's part of your job.
I mean, when they come on at 5:30, yeah, we want people to listen anyway.
Right.
Because at the end of the month, it doesn't say ratings minus that day that A&M kicked Fred and AJ off the air. That's part of our deal.
Yeah.
What's why are you not feeling it today?
I had a rough morning. Got up to take the dogs out for their morning walk, and the older dog, who's about 70 pounds, decides she wants to jump on me at the top of the stairs.
Knocked you down the stairs?
Knocked me down. I fell about 6 or 7 stairs down on my bad shoulder, of course, and landed on my knee.
So you went head first, then what? Like you fall forward. What's the first thing that makes contact? A hand?
No, my shoulder, my left shoulder, the bad one.
Oh.
And then my knee, and then my nose, which fortunately you can't tell because my nose is so damn big anyway.
That's true.
So I reach up, grab the...
What kind of damage did your nose do to the stairs?
Yeah, there's a big hole there now. So I reach up, I grab the banister, and I think, okay, it's not too bad. I think I'm all right. But then the dogs both decide, oh, this is a game. So they come flying down and both jump on me, which can't blame. Well, I can blame the big one because she should know better. So thunk, 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 down about 4 more stairs. And I can't get up because I've got the little one's about 25 pounds now. And she's, like I said, she's about 70. So I've got almost 100 pounds of dog on top of me. And I can't get up.
You got to get control of your creatures, Fred.
Well, this is the old one that did it. The puppy was great today.
Well, I mean, get control of all of them. You're not running that house.
I know. Apparently not. And,
my dogs, they're not allowed upstairs.
Yeah, well.
That's where my bed is.
I didn't let them up there. It wasn't my plan. It's a person who's out of town who's also in deep bleep now.
Maybe you need to get control of your house.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Maybe I need a new house.
That might be the move.
Yeah, without animals and wives. But, yeah, so it was, I was really hurting after that. I rubbed some CBD oil on it, which helped a lot. And I've loaded up on Aleve and more CBD oil. So okay. I think I'm going to be fine for the show.
I mean, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Even if it was 3 hours, I'd be okay. But I feel like I've been in a car accident. So, and they tried to be nice after that. But by then, it's too late. It's like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't kill the guy who feeds us. And I'm just glad I didn't land on my head or something because nobody would have found me until probably 4 o'clock. And I wonder where Fred is. Wonder if he's dead at the bottom of his stairs.
I mean, I guess that would have been possible.
Yeah. So just for future reference, if I'm not here and you haven't heard from me,
check your stairs.
I'm probably dead.
Okay.
Just so you guys know that. What else is up?
That's it. That's the end of the show. No, I've got Juggalo Trey working on a project for tomorrow's program. Should be a good episode tomorrow for you guys. It's just another day.
Getting more comfortable in the job?
Yeah, getting a little easier. Shout out to Tyler, who's helped me kind of keep my head above water during the transition. And we're on top of it now. It's starting to get easy. I won't say it's easy yet, but it's starting to get there.
Yeah, Black Spotted Zebra said it's time to get Fred Life Alert. Yeah, I was thinking maybe I should just have my phone around my neck on a necklace like a Life Alert just in case this happens again.
Because
I didn't have my phone with me. If I couldn't have moved, I wasn't going anywhere. And Steven says, you sure are doing a lot of falling these days. I'm concerned you are becoming an old. No, I am an old.
Yeah.
But this is twice that the dogs have knocked me down.
How's your hip?
My hip's fine.
Once that goes, you never recover.
The hip, for some reason, I don't know how I managed to do it, but shoulder hit impact, face hit impact, knee hit impact, no hip impact.
Okay.
So my hips should last another 10 years. Easy. But, yeah, man, I probably have to get Life Alert. I've fallen and the dogs won't let me up. Needless to say, the person whose idea was to get a second dog got cussed out quite a bit today.
Oh, please. It's the first dog's fault, you said.
Well, it was the first dog's fault, but trying to handle two of them, you know.
Well, it is kind of bush league that you got a second dog and then she just left town.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I knew this was a possibility because she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to spend all the I'm going to spend all the time working with the puppy and all this stuff. And then right after I agreed, yeah, let's get the puppy. That's when she first starts saying, I might have to go out of town for work in January.
Mm.
I'm kind of like, you know what? Maybe you should just stay.
Better take that dog with you. Or you should have said, well, how about we get a dog when you get back? And you're committed to having a dog.
I probably should tell her she should take the old one with her from now on. The old one has to go on trips because I can handle the little one. She actually listens to me.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. 713-780-3776. Did you see, I don't pay much attention to signing day, but did you see the punter that Miami signed? This guy's like a 6'4", 215, tatted up Aussie.
Yeah.
That is badass.
Is it a surprise that he chose Miami over Rice?
Probably.
Was Rice an option?
I don't think Rice was an option.
Oh, I think he'll fit in fine at the U.
I mean, this guy looks like he spent time in prison. I mean,
do you remember the Miami rap song with Greg Olson and I don't remember who else was in it. I remember G Reg and Third Leg and something like that. But he looks like he'll fit in with that crew. It was like, what was it called? Like the ninth floor crew or something like that.
I think it was seventh floor.
Seventh floor crew.
Mm. Yeah, seventh floor crew music.
Yeah, don't play it, definitely. But that happened.
Mm. Mr. Grass, you recommend any certain CBD creams for hip joint pain and any place to buy them? Our buddy Beth has a lot of that CBD.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, it's a cream. And it works really well. That's
I have
what
to take
using.
My dad like once a month to the CBD shop, and because he's off of like he was on prescription painkillers for I want to like say 4 or 5 years, and he's all the way off of them now, just on oils and creams. But we still go in and every month spend about a G on CBD related pain relief products.
Yeah.
But his quality of life's gone way up. He doesn't care. He's not worried about money. So he's happy. He's, you know, not having to take Vicodin anymore. So it's a win.
Yeah. 'Cause that stuff can get, that can get really bad.
And not like that stuff's cheap either.
No. 713-780 ESPN is your number. So, Aggie basketball, did you think they were going to be this bad?
No, I did not. I thought there would be some regression because, I mean, they lost a couple key guys, but did I think they'd be in the mix for worst team in the Big 12? No. Yeah. Or in the SEC?
We were talking about where UH might be seated, and like I said, I think we've kind of settled on 3-5 is where they'll wind up landing.
Well, depending on how, and tomorrow night will go a long way towards whether it's closer to 3, closer to 5. I mean, and obviously
this last tournament. Stretch down the that they've got here where they've got some pretty tough opponents, but
tomorrow's UCF and then Sunday Cincinnati. So two of the biggest games of the season coming up.
Yeah, I'm even though it's at home, I'm still more worried about Cincinnati. But USA Today's latest projection has them a 2.
Oh,
yeah, well, it has them number 2 in the East with Duke number 1.
The problem, the thing that keeps me from thinking that they can be a 2 is eventually the committee's going to look at like how many quadrant 1 wins do you have, and on at this point the best win that UH has is LSU.
Yeah,
it's not a bad win.
No, but they don't
but if
have
that's your best win. It's like
they've got a lot of good wins,
right? But they don't have a signature like
right.
This is a whoa, we beat North Carolina, something like that.
Or at least played North Carolina, Villanova, somebody like that, and played them close even.
Yeah.
Where you could judge it better. But,
the hope was that Oregon was going to be better than they've ended up being. It didn't work out that way. But their non-conference, Oklahoma State's another good example of they've gotten a bunch of guys hurt, and they just suck now. St. Louis is a solid win. Nothing spectacular. That LSU win is good, but there's not a win on their schedule. And let's face it, the AAC is not respected enough that a conference win is going to be a standout great win for you. So
there's a lot of good teams, but again, there's not that standout.
Right.
And like this is where you need UConn to be UConn of old.
That's why I think a 2 seed is probably a stretch. I think 3 is probably ceiling. I mean, even if they go 30-1. Because
if they go 30-1, they might get a 2 seed if everybody else
possible.
Keeps losing. But That's asking a lot, and I don't think they're going to win out. I just found it interesting that's where they have them. But I tend to agree. It's like because you look at it, and you say, oh, "Man, I'd just like to see that one signature win over a team where you can say, whoa.
Yeah,
they're really. I mean, they've beaten the crap out of a lot of good teams, but they just don't have that one badass win. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN
97.5. This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, check it out. There's a brand new technology. It's going to drive your lady wild for Valentine's Day. You know what I'm talking about when I say technology. Oh, no, not that kind of technology. It's microvelvet, created by the PJ experts over at Pajamagram, found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. Basically what it is it's the softest and most luxurious pajama that's ever been imagined. They have a scientist that does nothing but make soft things, and he came up with the softest thing in the world. And this is what your lady deserves. You're pretty much a bum for 364 days a year. Treat her right once on Valentine's Day. Get her a gift that's gonna make her feel good. And, you know, when she feels good, you're going to feel good. Plus, no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, delivery by Valentine's Day, guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or give them a call today. 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Mott says, wish you guys would stay on the stream when A&M preempts you, but isn't A&M on the stream too? Or do we know?
I don't think so. I think they've got a separate streaming deal.
Ah, well, maybe that's... Although I don't know if they want us competing with them.
That's kind of the problem, I think.
So, Old School Chris wants to know, what are the odds Aaron screws up famous deaths again? He hasn't done them yet. That was Tyler.
That was Tyler, yeah.
So I'm going to give him 50-50.
So did we come to a conclusion? Juan Adams, you saw yesterday, he agreed to do a five-minute sparring session with you if you get to 1,000 followers. You saw that, right?
Yeah, did you see that my wife responded?
I did not. Did she? What'd she say?
She had one word.
What was her one word?
No.
Your wife is so different from my wife.
Like, she pays my insurance, so, I mean, she's in charge of my whole healthcare setup. She was completely fine. She knows I don't do spicy foods, and so she listened to it this morning. She heard the hot wing idea. She goes, oh, yeah, you hate spicy foods.
Would rather wreck your guts. But does she realize that the long-term implications of eating those wings could be far worse? I mean, it's not like Juan's a professional, yeah, all right? He's not going to go in there and murder you.
She also knows I need both my knees replaced.
He's just going to give you that feeling that you're helpless, basically insignificant and nothing. And that's it.
I thought that was y'all's job.
No, I can't do it like he can do it.
Yeah, we do that from the mental aspect, but he'll do it from the physical aspect. Plus, I'd like to set an over-under on how fast he could get you to tap. I'm going to say under 10 seconds.
I would bet that Juan is, because like I said, he's a real professional, he would not lock on a submission. He would never give you a chance to tap. He would take you down, and then he'd let you get up, and then he'd smack you around, then he'd take you down and let you get up, maybe grind on you a little bit. I mean,
yeah, but I think if you wanted to make him tap, I bet he could do it in like 6 seconds.
Oh, that's not even a question.
Does it count if I try to jump out and tap myself?
No, that doesn't
count. Wouldn't count.
Oh, well.
Hey, did you spend all night watching the State of the Union?
No.
No?
I did not.
How do you know what's going on in our country?
Twitter tells me, and the president tells me everything on Twitter, so I don't really need to hear what he has
to say.
Okay,
what did he tell you? Was everything he said, did Twitter tell you that he's a liar?
It depends on who you're
or
following.
Or did he tell you that he's the greatest president ever? Because that's what I got.
I got both.
A mixture of
both. Yeah, there was no, you know, it was all just either rip him or praise him and rip the other side.
Okay.
That's it. So, okay. Why do I need to watch that? I kind of wanted to, and then I started watching hockey last night instead. And it's like, I already know the outcome of the other thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be, oh, he sucks, or he's the greatest. And I'm not really going to learn anything from it. So just, I read a bunch of, and it was, the reactions were predictable depending on who you read. Same thing. It's either, oh, this guy was awful, he's a liar, blah, blah, blah. Or, oh, the left needs to cooperate with him. It just depends on who you read.
Yeah.
So basically, all the news articles I read were basically the same things I saw on Twitter. So there was no real reason.
All right.
Hey, two things before I get to the story. We will be at Gulf Greyhound Park tomorrow, down south.
Okay.
So 4 to 7, doing the show as usual. Friday, we'll be at Sam Houston Race Park. So from one park to another, we'll be on both sides of the both sides of 45, basically. So
we'll be up and down.
Yeah, yeah. And Saturday is the book signing release party at around the corner in East Downtown. So if you can make it to that, please come. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll kill some brain cells and sign some books. We talked a little bit about the TV ratings for the Super Bowl. And I saw a story today that kind of makes me think, because all the time we talk about ratings and how these streaming services, to me, are what's eroding some of it, because you can watch so many different ways, right?
Yeah.
So the CBS telecast drew 98.2 million viewers. That's down more than 5 million from last year, right? The lowest since 2008. So everybody was kind of making a big deal. Oh, there was under 100 million, because it's topped 100 million since 2010.
Okay.
But another 2.6 did stream it online. Mm-hmm. So you're still over 100 million. Now you're still down from last year. And I think 3 million people is a significant bite. But that's one of the things that we should always consider when we talk about ratings and stuff for TV and for really everything.
Is that people consume in different ways.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think we do enough of that. I think people look at it, and some of them wanted to blame it on on Deflategate or kneeling or whatever. But the reality is, you know, it's just like when they started streaming Thursday Night Football, and that's in different places now. And Twitter was doing those streams for a while. And yeah, you know, I just think it's really hard to just say, okay, wow, look, they're way down. I mean, they were down, but it wasn't as bad as we thought. So 713-780-ESPN. You seen any trade talk that excites you yet?
I mean, obviously the Sixers look like they are serious, and it's kind of funny because we talked about for years the process and how we thought it was just kind of a joke, and now they're, you know, they bring in Tobias Harris, and it's like it's pretty obvious that the process was a real thing and it actually worked. You know, yeah. I don't know if they'll win a title with it, because I don't know if anybody's winning a title besides Golden State, but I kind of think that if someone put a gun to my head and said, hey, who's going to win the East right now? I think I might take the Sixers. So,
I still like the Raptors, but it's still postseason Raptors. Now, with Leonard there, it may be different.
Yeah.
You know, they made some changes, so maybe they'll be different in the postseason. But, yeah, I think it's one of those two. I don't think I'd put the Celtics in there right now.
Oh, I don't. They're not playing well right now. No. But, yeah, it's interesting what's happening there. And you talk about, you know, putting together a legit roster, a legit starting five. Boy, they've got it there. When you think about Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, I mean, they're good.
And let me ask you a question about your Warriors, because should teams be making moves for next year, assuming that Durant is going to New York?
I mean, should teams do you think teams like the Knicks should be?
Or no, I'm talking about if you're close. I'm not worried about the Knicks. I mean, the Knicks are.
Are you saying like you should be making moves
not to win this year,
but to win next year? Do you think? Okay, let's start that,
because who's close enough?
Let me retort that question with another question.
Okay, thank you, Jules Winfield.
If you take Kevin Durant away from the Warriors, are the Warriors still not probably the favorites to win the title next year?
They're still the favorites, but don't you feel like you have a better chance to beat them?
Yeah. I mean, LeBron beat them.
Yeah.
It's doable, but it ain't easy.
They're not going to be better when he leaves.
They're not going to be better when
he leaves. They still may be the best team in the league, but they may not. They won't be better.
But, yeah, I think it does make sense to start opening up possibilities for next year, because I do think there's a limited number of teams this year who can win the NBA title. You know, I'm not going to it's not fair to say just the Warriors have a chance. I mean, maybe they're not unbeatable, and this is probably the most vulnerable team they've had in the last 4 or 5 years.
But they're saying that, but they've got their act together once Curry got healthy, and I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's inevitable that they win another one.
I kind of feel that way.
And I just don't think that, you know, as close as the Rockets got last year, I just think even if they were to get another player and get themselves back to where they were, they're still just one hamstring away from not being able to win. So, Solon asks, is there live racing at the Greyhound track tomorrow? Yes, there is, 7 o'clock. And Chase says, one of my favorite Falcon quotes is, you only work so you can play. What are the odds you need to actually love what you do? You just have to tolerate it. I think that's true. You're fortunate if you love what you do.
Right.
I mean, I love what I do, so I'm very lucky in that regard. I've done things that I didn't love. But the one thing I would just say about that is if your work life sucks and your personal life sucks, your life's going to suck. You need to have one of the two needs to be good, because you can tolerate a bad job as long as you're making enough money to have fun. And you got a good personal life.
Right.
So that would be my thought. But that's the truth. The only reason to do your job is so you can play, in my opinion. Once you figure that out, life gets a lot easier. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You know what's really enjoyable? Like, if you want to have fun in life, like having enough money to have a Harley Davidson.
But my question would be, Fred, if I had enough money to get a Harley Davidson, would I want to go to just any old Harley dealership?
There's only one place, not just in the city, but on the planet, on the entire planet Earth that you would go to?
Well, at least in the state, for sure. Republic Harley Davidson, the number one Harley dealer in the state. And that's undeniable. 200 plus bikes in inventory, best customer service rating in the state of Texas. These are your guys. They've got some department specials going on for February. $59 oil change, free electrical system check, $399 tires fully installed. They've got new motor clothes arriving weekly, and you get maintenance for life when you purchase any new Harley Davidson, only at Republic Harley Davidson. And now through February 13th, stop by the dealership, guess the number of candied hearts in the jar to win a $200 Papa's gift card. Winner's going to be drawn the morning of February 14th. Maybe go to Papa's Steakhouse for dinner that night. Yeah, it's not a bad deal. Also on February 14th, roses giveaway. Stop by Republic HD to get a rose for your sweetheart. And then kiss the bike. Saturday, February 16th, register in store for your chance to win a Street Glide special. All you have to do is kiss the bike the longest. Then you'll get a chance to match five envelopes. The person who is matching the envelopes will win one of three prizes: a Street Glide special, a $1,000 Republic HD gift card, or a $500 Republic HD gift card. It's hard to beat that deal. Come see why Republic Harley-Davidson's Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I've been telling you about Innovative Lasers of Houston, and nobody can tell you more about it than our good friend Laura Alexis, who's on the line now. And Laura joins us. And Laura, I had a kind of cool moment today. I rediscovered something I didn't realize I had. They're called ribs.
Oh, how about that? Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, so
thank you for having us.
Yeah, always happy to have you on. And 6 inches so far, and I'm going to get back next week and do another round here, and you guys guarantee 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks, and I can tell you from experience it works. So tell them a little bit about the process.
Good, I'm glad it worked for you. We use one of the main ingredients called the Zirona laser, and what it's an FDA approved laser. Dr. Ross literally calls it the miracle procedure because it offers no downtime, no swelling, no bruising, no pain, no heat, no cold. So, in fact, you feel nothing at all, you know, as you can, you know, tell all the listeners, you don't feel anything. And it emulsifies the fat cells and stimulates that collagen. So patients that come in and have a lot of fat that needs to be emulsified, that skin will actually retract, which makes it an amazing product. And, yeah. You know, the results are immediate. So patients come in on Monday, for example, they get on the scale, analytical scan, and then they actually see their fat levels zoom down on Wednesday when they come back for their treatment. So it's amazing.
And that's another thing you guys do that I really like. It's when you get on the scale, it's not just about how much you weigh. You're able to break down you know, fat, muscle, everything.
Yeah, it's very analytical. So it tells us what the fat index is, what the muscle, how much water weight they have. So we can actually motivate the patient. So the patient is gaining, for example, we can say, hey, wait a minute, I see that you're going to the gym. So this, you're gaining muscle, but your fat level is going down, and we can pinpoint the fat level on that scan. So it's very motivating. It's not a regular scale. You know, we have an innovative team that cares about the patient. You know, we don't treat the patient like a number. It's a person. We know everybody by name, as we do you. And, you know, it's a win-win situation. We're having a fabulous special going on right now for Valentine's. We're calling it Valentine Ready for your sweetheart.
Yeah, tell them a little bit about that special.
So typically the transformation package is $2,400. But for the first 100 callers, we're doing half off. And in addition to that, we're throwing in 3 additional sessions for free. So in essence, it's a total of 9 sessions for $1,200. And that includes the entire package. It comes with 9 Vibrogen treatments as well. It's it also includes a nutrition plan that goes along with it. Yeah, it's a free consultation initially when they first call in. And we have several locations. We have one in Katy and La Sentierra. We have one in Spring area. We have a location in the Galleria area. And we do have a Clear Lake location.
Yeah, that gallery, that gallery area is the one I go to. The ladies there are great. Give them the phone number. They can also go to innovativelasersofhouston.com, but give them the phone number that they can call.
Sure. Call now for consultation, free consultation. The number to call is 281-888-3094. Sorry, the number again is 281-888-3094. 281-888-3094. Call for your free consultation. We'll take care of you.
All right. Thank you, Laura. And guys, check it out, innovativelasersofhouston.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This day is not going very well for me. Look at my iPhone, and it's just got the Apple and like a gray line underneath where it's supposed to be downloading something.
You should connect that. Is that connected to your laptop?
It is.
Does it say, what's it say on the laptop?
Nothing.
It doesn't say you're updating or anything like that?
No. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Try unplugging the cord and plugging it back in.
Okay, we're going to try
that. No, from the laptop?
Oh. Well, technically it's the same thing.
I guess so, but just to make sure it's waking up the laptop and the laptop's realizing that.
Nope, nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm screwed.
Hard times.
I'm sure somebody knows how to fix this, so if you do, just hit me up on the text line. I guess I have to. I've tried turning it off and it won't turn off. So I don't know what the hell to do. Unless I have to wait until it runs out of juice. Which 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You know, that's the one positive though to having the Mac now is if the phone's not working, you can still do all the same stuff on the Mac.
Yeah,
which is good. I mean, I can text from it and get calls. So. So if this thing's dead, which it shouldn't be, I mean, it's a new phone.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it to be dead. I just think there was something going on with the download. Thought you were bringing Christopher in here.
He's not done yet.
No, he's standing right there with a bunch of glasses in his hand.
Oh, well, he was going to come in, but I went back there to check if they were done and the doors were closed, so he could come in at, in the next segment.
Mm.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
That's I had to deal during the break, you know, Lance Zierlein, the NFL wants him to work more. And suddenly I've got to juggle things between segments. Thank goodness you had the innovative lasers lady on to buy me some time.
Oh, by the way, you guys trying to tell me to get an Android can suck it. I'm an iPhone guy, period. That's just dumb. Don't even try to sell me on something else. And I've heard just as much bad stuff about those. So that's my favorite. Oh, just get an Android. No, take your Android and you play with it. Real inquiries only, sir or madam. Yeah, the hard reset's not working, the press the button down thing. So, I don't know. I think it has something to do with iTunes because the iTunes thing popped up, but then nothing happened.
Yeah.
So, I'll figure it out on the break. There's got to be some way to make this thing work. A lot of people asking still about what do you think of the Texans coaching changes, and it's like I really don't know what to tell you. I like the quarterback coach that they brought in, but I don't know about the offensive coordinator. I don't know anything about the guy other than Bill O'Brien thinks he's good, and that's not enough for me to say okay, I like this. So I don't know what it's actually going to do. So
we don't know who's going to basically who's going to do what. We don't know who's going to call plays. It's
right.
Could just be a position where you know, when we talked to Lance earlier this week, Lance believes he is bringing in someone to call plays. If he is, that's great. Is he calling the plays that Bill O'Brien's going to feed to him during the week and say, hey, this is how we do things around here? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not getting too worked up about the whole thing at all because I don't know how it's going to play out.
Yeah, because we don't even know who's going to call plays. That's the thing. Bill O'Brien's probably still going to be your play caller. Or if this guy calls plays, I don't know how much different it's going to be. But yeah, it's hard to really form an opinion until, you know, you get a chance to see what they actually do. So 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody says PFF had Clowney's contract estimator at $135 million, 85 guaranteed 6 year. Not a chance in hell I would pay that for him. So
I don't believe in paying him Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald money.
No.
So if you've got to do that, I'd be willing to just say, okay, you either franchise him or let him walk away. And then if you franchise him and he has a Khalil Mack type season, then maybe you consider it. But until he has a season like that, I don't think you do. If he's willing to take less money than – if he's willing to take not elite defensive player money, I'd listen to that. If he's willing, if he wants to take really good defensive player money, because that's what he is, a really good defensive player.
Agreed.
All right. Guys, if you own your home, listen up. Grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS Insurance – they're about to save you some big money on your home policy, all without ever talking to an agent. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone made it take 15 minutes to save a few percent. TGS Insurance has built a new system that gives you a firm quote in 15 seconds or less using nothing but your address. And you're probably going to save a bunch of money with it, too. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within seconds. This company, these savings, they're legit. The online rating, nearly perfect. And their average customer from 2018 is saving over $825 on home insurance. You don't need to wait until your renewal because TGS Insurance takes care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, I have to tell you about Lions Poker Palace, which is one of the most awesome places where you can play poker. If you like tournaments like I do, George, Najib, Lion, all those guys have you set up. Tournaments every night, 6:30, guaranteed money. This weekend, they're going to be giving away a bunch. Every weekend, they are loaded with tournaments. But tonight, you want to get in at 6:30, you can buy in until after 8. And all of it's guaranteed money. And if you haven't played here yet, there's not a better place. I mean, I like this better than any place we play in Vegas. My favorite room in the entire city. Yeah,
hard to beat this place. The food out of this world, the atmosphere out of this world. Television's all over the place. They got it going on there. Follow them on Facebook. You'll get all the information on tournaments and live events, things like that. But go in and see it for yourself. You're not gonna believe how nice it is until you see it yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, check out sportsmap.com today. Lots of great stuff. And you know what? This smells so good, we're just going to jump right in. It's our good friend Christopher Hart.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Let's turn his mic on. That would be good.
How you doing today?
I'm good, man. We just did an episode, so I'm a little greased up right now.
Oh, is that how it works? Do you have to Uber home after every episode?
Not quite. But today we had in this guy. He flew in from Scotland a few months back. He's been here just kind of preaching the good word of Scotch, and he came in today, and everything we had was approaching 60% alcohol. So we're feeling pretty comfortable.
And
you
had to try it all.
Had to try it all. I prescribe to the Fred and AJ mentality, and it's a challenge. I gotta taste it all.
You gotta tick them. That's the move. And what was the standout of the day?
So it's this one right here. So this is Lecheg. It's 19 years old, and they do it in a Pedro Jimenez cask. So if you're a single malt fan, that's the Deanston. This Lecheg right here.
No, that's what you poured me.
Yeah. So this is 55.7% alcohol. It's peated, so if you can get used to smoke, it's phenomenal. If not, I'll pour you something else.
No, it's all right.
But I like a little smoke taste.
I like a little smoke. It smells like the 80s.
Well, that is nice.
It's not cheap either.
That's my kind of scotch, right?
So that's like, I want to say 150 to 200 bucks, something like that. And so just tasting through a bunch of stuff, man.
Well, I wanted to bring you in because I talked to you last week, and I think I'm committing to go. I know you've been bothering us to go for several years. And
for 3 years.
And we always say, oh, yeah, I'll show up. And then we don't show up.
Because that's correct.
I pretty much don't show up to anything.
Well, it's usually last year I think I had a racetrack appearance that I couldn't get out of.
Well, you also, something. I mean, you got a lot going on. You just wrote a book, right? Your own version of 50 Shades called Jesus Just Left Chicago.
You know, something like that. There's some 50 Shades type stuff in there. Sure.
It was giant.
There's stuff in there ladies will like. There's stuff in there they won't.
Yeah, I literally almost have nothing going on ever, but I don't like to do things, so sometimes I'll just make up a reason why I can't do something. I'll be like, oh, my cat needs to go on a walk.
Your kid's got a football game or something.
Yeah, it's always something like that. Well, my kids have baseball games basically all the time, but usually I can work around that. But this year I have decided, you know what? I have a buddy who was wanting to go with me, and I was like, you know what? I'll see if we can work our way in there. So,
well, you're friends with Matt Chow, right? And mm-hmm. Matt was there last year. We really try to leave people when they walk away from the event, just thinking, you know, Jesus Christ, I can't believe I got to taste this. I got to taste that. This year we added a lineup of four different 40-plus-year-old single malts, so you can come in for the price of admission and have your shot at 40-year-old, two different 40-year-olds and two different 42-year-old single malt scotches, which $15,000 in single malts for the regular price. So we try to make an impression. You know, I don't know if I always succeed, but I definitely try.
And you were saying during the break there's going to be like over 400 different types of booze there. Is that the deal?
Yeah, so we added a bunch of brands this year. So last year we had over 400 different spirits total. The vast majority of it was whiskey, but we threw in a couple of wines, a couple of rums. You know,
no tequila? Come on.
There's one tequila, El Tesoro. Okay. I'm a huge El Tesoro fan. So I started this whole hobby with my wife, you know, drinking together. And so I like the idea of a husband coming with a wife to the event as opposed to just two guys going and, you know, as friends. But so we get some wines in there. We got a couple of rums, but it's 99% whiskey, and it's the largest whiskey festival in the state.
All right, what's the date?
March 30th.
Okay.
And you get tickets for it at HoustonWhiskeySocial.com.
All right.
And it's fairly reasonable. I mean, for the amount of booze you're going to be able to try.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to go to a bar or restaurant, just kind of a peek behind the curtain, usually you're paying about 2 to 3 times the price.
Of the actual pour.
Of the actual pour. And at our event, it's unlimited to the legal limit of
to a reasonable amount,
yeah. Right? And then you can kind of have access to tons of 30-year-old whiskeys, 40-year-old whiskeys, even stuff that's no longer made anymore. I got my hands on some bottles of stuff from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. So you can taste stuff that hasn't been in production for 40 years.
And some of this stuff, you know, you mentioned going to a bar and drinking it. Some of those, there's whiskey that you won't be able to find at a bar,
at least
not in Houston. Yeah. So,
so the way our rules work here is you have to get everything from a distributor, and stuff from the years, you know, decades ago aren't at distributors anymore. So we are of the lucky privilege of being able to bring in stuff that's – I've got a bottle of 14-year-old bourbon from 1964 that I actually got to open with Tom Segura, who's this big comedian, and – we're going to have that at the event, so you can come and drink it.
You know, I just did. I just looked at my Google Calendar. You know what I have on the 30th? Nothing.
Sleep till noon. And
what's important is what do you have the next day?
Yeah.
That's actually the most important.
Okay, so but it's on the 30th, right?
Yeah, March 30th. It's a Saturday.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah?
I'm in, for sure.
You guys, listen, the Fred and AJ show, you guys are always welcome. The Blitz, you guys are welcome on anytime.
Okay. Well, Christopher,
I'm going to take you up on that because I'm in.
Your wife's going to come up with something. You're not going to be able to do it.
Well, no, I'll drag her ass there too.
Okay. So. Christopher Hart, you can hear his show Whiskey Neat on our fine station. We're moving some things around on the weekends because since we don't have 94.1 anymore, we're trying to fit everything into a permanent spot. Currently, this week, you'll be able to hear it at 3:00 on Saturday. Not sure what the long-term spot will be for Whiskey Neat, but it'll be on every weekend on ESPN 97.5. And the guys talk booze, they talk beer, they talk everything. It's good times. Well, appreciate you coming in, man. And I'm excited for the event. So we appreciate the invite and hope to see a lot of blitzers out there too.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys
for bringing this in, man.
See you then.
Would it be wrong of me to pour this Sour Heads Bang into my scotch? Is that...
No, go ahead, man. Listen, drink it how you like it.
Or my Barry Gatorade Zero there.
And your $200 bottle of scotch. Yeah.
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 I mean, yeah.
That sounds like something Laminack would do.
That is something Laminack would do.
All right, guys. Well, I'll tell you what else he would do. He would order roses for his wife from roseexpress.com.
And he'd put Diet Coke in them.
Because he could get 25 for $29, or he could add another 25 for just $20 more.
That's like doubling it for less.
50 roses for $49, or 75 roses for $69, or 100 roses for $89. And the cool thing about this is you could take care of several people if you want. You're not going to get this price anywhere. If you tried to go buy 100 roses somewhere right now, that
it would be $52,000
and change.
Plus.
And yeah, and you can have it delivered on Valentine's Day or the day before, whenever you want. Go in and order them now. Stop, pull over, get off the road, and order them now because the price is going to go up, and you're going to be able to get them at this ridiculously low rate, man.
Yeah, that's the deal. So it's great now because you got a little bit of time. I don't even know how many days there are till Valentine's Day. There's over a week until Valentine's Day. If you do this now, you can just not worry about it. You could totally forget that Valentine's Day exists. And flowers will still show up at the house, and you'll be like, "Oh yeah, I totally remembered." And then you look like a knight in shining armor instead of a pig. Which I mean, it's all the same in the end, right? What you look like at the end is what matters. All right, guys, check it out. It's easy to find roseexpress.com and hook yourself up with those deals. It's 25 roses for $29, another 25 for $20 more. Roseexpress.com. I'm against the wall.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, "Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.